Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. That's Lynyrd Skynyrd, that's Simple Man, and all things Simple Man only mean one thing on this radio program. That means the simplest of all men himself, self-proclaimed Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. I got to start with a compliment. So I had friends of mine go see you. I was going to go, but you know that I had to work. I was on 2 hours on Friday night, and they went to see your show in Huntington, Long Island, and they said you crushed it. So I'm starting out with a huge compliment, Mr. O'Reilly. How you doing?
Well, I appreciate that. And we had a great time. And the show is about right and wrong. How in America, that very simple equation is disappearing. And that is leading to all of our social problems and the Hamas-Israel stuff and all of that. And what I try to do in a humorous way was to tell people about my upbringing and how I was subjected to right and wrong every day by my parents and the nuns and, you know, all of that. And everybody could identify that was in the theater. So we had a good time. I appreciate your friends coming. We may do a couple of more of those because it was so successful.
All right, now I need a little lead-up time, and then I'm going to give you the ball and let you run as far as you want to run, okay?
Sure.
Bill O'Reilly, we've been covering news, the two of us, between the two of us, nearly 100 years, right? A long time.
Yeah, you're 70 for you, 30 for me.
I've never been this concerned about the state of this country, the safety and security of this country and of the world. And we're seeing things, Bill, I never thought we'd see, both at home and abroad. We'll start abroad. Paris, Stars of David painted on buildings and businesses. Doesn't that kind of echo of what happened before World War II?
David?
Yeah.
You said?
Yeah. Star of David painted on buildings and businesses. In Russia, you got that angry lynch mob storming the airport because they were looking for Jewish people.
to attack after rumors that a flight was landing from Israel. You have anti-Semitic comments all over social media in every country across this globe.
Right.
I got a man in Nevada arrested for threatening the life of a Jewish senator. You have anti-Semitic messages projected onto an interstate highway on signs in Georgia. We have 659 people we've identified that have crossed the border from Iran. 538 from Syria. We have thousands of other, quote, special interest aliens from the Middle East. We have thousands from China and thousands from Russia crossing into our country. Bill, that is a clear and present danger to our country. And with all that's going on in the Middle East and all the involvement now and the threats of involvement with Erdogan and Turkey and mullahs and Iran and the Houthis declaring war now against Israel, and then Hezbollah in the north, out of Lebanon, and Hamas in Gaza. Bill, it's never been this bad that I can think of since the end of the Cold War or Pearl Harbor, where my dad fought 4 years in the Pacific.
Number one, President Biden's rolling the dice on his legacy in the country by continuing the open border, which is embarrassing and dangerous. Not too many media covered it yesterday, but there was a security hearing held in the Senate where Christopher Wray showed up as the FBI chief and Mayorkas as the Homeland Security chief. Both men embarrassed themselves. It's clear the federal government is not protecting Americans. Now, to take it any further than that is hard because you don't want to speculate on possible violence, but certainly if it happens, and the terrorist is identified as somebody who came across the southern border, which will happen if somebody attacks, we'll know where they came from, then Biden's done. He's finished, and his whole administration is finished, and the Democratic Party is finished. I mean, that's going to be the unintended consequence. But we can't root for that. We have to hope that the FBI, even though it is a corrupt institution now because it will not investigate anything that goes against the Democratic Party, and that's a definition of corruption, I still think that the FBI is pretty good at ferreting out terror threats. However, there are obviously more people here because of the open border that could do us damage. Let's talk about the anti-Semitism. So out of Montauk, which is a very benign community on the east end of Long Island, a tourist place, a fishing village, there's never been strife there. Crime is very low, people get along, and then you see this swastika stuff. This person who did that is mentally ill, doesn't give him a pass.
But we don't know if it's one person, we don't know if it's many people. I mean, did you ever think you'd see as many college campuses with this virulent anti-Semitism?
It could be a group, but it's one person who painted the swastika, because the swastikas were crude, and you could see that it was the writing was the same on all three incidents. So that person who ever did it and anybody who enabled it is mentally ill, but the authorities have to find the person and have to charge them with hate crimes, because you can't allow that stuff to exist, whether they're mentally ill or not. But anybody who would do that is sick. Now, abroad, it's a little bit different.
Well, before you go abroad,
yeah,
then what do we say about the thousands of Americans that have been taken to the streets? What do we say about the thousands on college campuses? What do we say about how large this lack of moral clarity and conviction is, Bill? It's eerie to me. I'll tell you, it is. I've never used Nazi analogies. I think they've been overused and appropriately used. This is 1930s stuff to me. Do you see it the same way?
I see it not quite at that level, because, and I'll tell you why. I wrote the book Killing the SS, so you know I know as much about this as any human being on the planet. But the college students that you see are not the majority of the students. Most students aren't doing this. It's a very
Bill, 31, I got to interrupt, 31 separate groups at Harvard. You went to the Harvard's, what?
Yes. But their numbers are small as far as comparing them to the overall enrollment. And I'm not making an excuse for Harvard or Cornell or Columbia. And I'm going to tell you why these kids are doing this. Because all of those institutions are run by committed progressive leftists. And the number one tenet in that group is Israel is a fascist country that persecutes Arab minorities. These students buy into that. And they're so dumb that they are basically justifying terrorism by saying, oh, Israel is a terrible country, so Hamas has a right to go in and kill women and children in ghastly ways. Now, if you just step back, the logic of that statement is insane. So, but it isn't like Germany, where the German people pretty much said, you know what, we're buying into, let's kill the Jews. Because Hitler wrote a book and said that's what he wanted to do. No excuse for the German people to do that. Now, there's a million different reasons why they arrived there, because of the World War I treaty, because of the Depression, all of that stuff. But what it comes down to is that today in America, with social media can rally these things fast. They can get these people out there fast, and they cluster. But they're not the majority of people. However, the progressive movement, this is the key to it, hates Israel. I'm not going to say that all progressives hate Jews, but many of them do. And people need to understand it. It's not, anti-Semitism, in my opinion, is not overwhelming America. It's the progressive movement that gets these people mobilized, like Black Lives Matter, like that, and they can get them fast. And the media picks up on it because the media loves this. Big clicks, big viewership, they love it. But the majority of American students don't buy into this, in my opinion.
Let me take issue with the fact that you don't see it's this big. You know Times Square. You've been there. You've been there on New Year's Eve. I'm sure at some point in our lives, we unfortunately found ourselves there, working or whatever. And you saw the massive crowd of people. You know, you don't see American flags unless they're on fire. You don't see peace signs, but there were a lot of posters calling for a global antifada, which is a holy war against non-believers. You hear the demands for Israel to immediately call Iron Dome can do. And now we've watched these massive rallies, Bill. They're not small. Times Square was packed. It was packed. And the vile anti-Semitic rhetoric and the swastikas and the chance for Israel to be wiped off the map and the calls for Jews to be annihilated, all taking place. Let me quote Cornell, the message board, the university forum. Rape and kill all the Jew women. Jews are the excrement on the face of the planet Earth. Glory to Hamas. Liberation by any means necessary. If you see a Jewish person on campus, follow them home, slit their throats. Rats need to be eliminated from Cornell. You go to, you know, college professors, University of Chicago. Israelis are pigs and savages, very bad people, irredeemable excrement. May they rot in hell. You know, go look, and then look at the media. Huffington Post literally puts this out there, claiming they removed it right away, comparing Jews to Nazis and Gaza to Auschwitz. Bill, I can go on for another hour. I think you are minimizing.
We have a gentleman disagreement about numbers. Look, 10% of all Americans and everybody else on the planet are evil.
Okay, but 10% of 330 million, Bill, that's a big number.
That's a big number. Absolutely. 16.5 million in the New York City metropolitan area. That's a huge number. So you can mobilize 5,000 people to go out and do this kind of stuff. But here's what's worse. You want to hear what's worse? Mayorkas yesterday in his testimony was asked by Hawley, the senator from Missouri, what have you done to this Homeland Security employee who put out on the internet that the Hamas hang gliders who slaughtered more than 200 people at the concert were heroes? You know what they've done? They suspended with pay. So Hawley said, why didn't you fire them? Why didn't you fire this person? You know who he is, and you know I have the name. I'm going to report it tonight on the No Spin News. And he goes, you know what he said, Mayorkas said? I can't comment on personnel matters.
He also said he had no idea how many illegals came in the country.
And
let me play this exchange, Bill, because we showed it on TV last night. It's worth playing again.
Mr. Secretary, what's going on here? Is this typical of people who work at DHS? This is an asylum and immigration officer who is posting these, frankly, pro-genocidal slogans and images on the day that Israelis are being slaughtered in their beds. What have you done about this?
Four things I'd like to say to you. Number one, your question to suggest that that is emblematic of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security is despicable.
What have you this person works for the Department of Homeland Security. Have you fired her?
That was one of four answers.
Have you fired her?
One.
Have you fired her? Don't come to this hearing room when Israel has been invaded and Jewish students are barricaded in libraries in this country and cannot be escorted out because they are threatened for their lives. You have employees who are celebrating genocide and you are saying it's despicable for me to ask the question? Has she been fired?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Secretary.
After the consumption of Senator
I think
Hall's
we get the
time.
Point, Bill, because we're running out of time. I'll give you the last word.
And that's the real danger here. That we just don't have any guidance morally from this Biden administration. Not only is Mayorkas incompetent, not only is Biden derelict in his duty as the president by letting all these people violate our immigration laws, but they don't have any outrage at all about this, Hannity. Mayorkas is an outrage. Imagine if somebody did that with the Proud Boys and said, hey, the Proud Boys are great. You think they nothing would have happened to them? So this is really a problem. We don't have strong leadership. You're doing a good job on this by putting these haters in a barrel where they can't get out. You can't justify what they're doing.
I thought we disagreed on numbers, but extrapolated out for the population, and you think it's 10%. It's a big number, Bill. It's a scary time. I'll say that. I didn't think we'd see this in our lifetime. Anyway, all things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Sir, we always appreciate you being with us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Quick break, right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app, you follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home, you can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner, increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound. And that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them 2 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-Sean, our number. If you want to be a part of the program, your call straight ahead. So we had an opportunity, Linda, myself, sweet baby James, even my sensei, to train with the Special Forces guys using the non-lethal burner, and that includes their pistol and their new Mission 4 rifle, which is amazing. Love it. And we just all had a great time. And anyway, we're putting these videos on Hannity.com if you want to take a look at them, and you can go to burner.com/Hannity. And the great thing is that this is a non-lethal option that is formidable, that can stop a perpetrator at any time if they break into your house, want to bring harm to you and your family. Linda, she started out a little rusty, but I would say you came a long way by the end of the session. What did you say?
Yeah, and I think a big part of that is the fact that it's great training. I mean, whether you're using your regular gun or a less lethal burner, training is everything. So, you know, we're all about safety here at the show, and we'd love you to see burner.com/Hannity, watch the videos, and then decide whose team you're on, mine or Sean's.
Sean, now, by the way, it's a non-lethal launcher. However, they have videos on that website, burner.com/Hannity, where you see people actually get hit with the projectile. As soon as they get hit, it releases right into their person. two pepper sprays and tear gas, and it incapacitates perpetrators. And it's very effective. And as a Second Amendment guy, I like to also have a non-lethal option. It's legal in all 50 states. No permits, no background checks needed. I love mine. I think you're going to love yours. Decide for yourself. Look at these great videos. Then vote for me, not Linda. Go to Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. BYRNA.com/Hannity. Let's go back to Christopher Wray, FBI director, from yesterday, that Hamas may conduct attacks right here on our own soil. By the way, he also couldn't even answer whether or not we were less safe today. He didn't want Joe to get hurt. Anyway, listen to this.
As I said a few moments ago, on top of the homegrown violent extremists and domestic violent extremist threat, we also cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our own soil. We have kept our sights on Hamas and have multiple ongoing investigations into individuals affiliated with that foreign terrorist organization.
Now, juxtapose that to John Kirby telling my friend and colleague Peter Ducey that we remain vigilant about threats from the southern border, even though we have all of these people from Iran and Syria and China and Russia coming in, and juxtapose it also to his comment, there's no indication Hamas has gotten their hands on any humanitarian aid. Really? How'd they build those tunnels, that network of 300 miles of tunnels?
The FBI director said today, the ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level. Has the White House considered the possibility that a terrorist could be in the country right now after crossing the southern border?
Peter, we are always concerned about the potential presence on U.S. soil of terrorists coming from overseas. That's something we're always worried about.
Is it possible that somebody who wants to commit a terrorist attack during a time of elevated threat crossed the southern border into the United States already?
I couldn't possibly answer that question, Peter. All I can do is tell you that we have remained vigilant to that potential threat. I want to be very clear on this. We have seen no indication, none, that Hamas has gotten their hands on any of the humanitarian assistance that has gone in. None of it.
I mean, it is, and Joe still pushing, demanding that hundreds of millions of dollars of American money go to help the people in Gaza. It's not going to get to the Palestinian people, as evidenced by the weaponry, the rockets, the network of terror tunnels. Anyway, let's get to our busy phones here. We'll start in California. Philip next, Sean Hannity Show. Philip, how are you?
Great, Hannity. Thanks for having me on. You know, I'm waking up, and every day I feel like we're in the best episode ever produced of The Twilight Zone. And I just can't believe everything that's going on, and we as Americans haven't figured it out. And, you know, we place a lot of blame on Trump and Harris and their administration, but it's not them, it's us, because we're letting all this happen. When are we as Americans going to stand up and put our foots down and say enough is enough? I mean, your universities, the anti, you know, the Semitism with the Jewish kids, it's ridiculous. Come on. I mean, this is not the America that I grew up in, and I'm blown away.
I never thought we'd see it in our lifetime, that's for sure, right?
No, I never thought I would either. You know, I went to school in California, university, and went to law school out here. And, you know, yeah, you see a little bit of racism, but I've never seen anything as bad. And I'm black, you know, and I went to a Cal State school and got indoctrinated for about a minute and figured it out. And I figured out that this is not the route to go. But these kids are just, they're off the hook. They're going crazy. And I don't, you know, how do you as an American advocate violence against another American? You know, if you feel that passionate about it, then you need to get on a plane and you need to go over to that country that you're that passionate for, and you need to fight. You're not going to do any good here. You're not going to convince me to change my mind. Go fight. Go over there and fight. And maybe that's what needs to happen.
You know, look at these kids at the College Cooper Union in New York having to barricade themselves behind a locked door because an angry mob is trying to find the Jews on campus. It's unreal. Anyway, Philip, thank you, my friend. God bless you. Tom in Delaware next, Sean Hannity Show. Hi.
Hey, Sean Hannity, how you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Sean, listen, just a little background so people don't think I'm about to give my opinion based on watching TV 24/7. I'm an Air Force veteran. I have three grown sons currently serving in the Air Force. So I have a little bit of background. So here's what's about to go down. We're in the beginning of the takeover of Taiwan.
Okay. First of all, thank you for serving your country. Number two, how are you tying this to Taiwan?
Okay, so Joe Biden needs a really good excuse for letting China take Taiwan. So what better excuse than me, Joe Biden, is out saving the Jews? Now, Israel deserves all the support we can give it. But the Biden family has been compromised. There's no doubt. President Biden has been compromised. And the people he's been compromised by is China, Iran, and Ukraine. Xi Jinping is calling in his big. He got Iran to start this crap in the Middle East. Oh, our boy Joe is going to send two aircraft carrier groups there. The moment the third aircraft carrier group is sent there, because things are getting out of control, China is not going to have a war. They're just going to walk right in with a piece of paper to Taiwan and say, get out of the office, boys. We're in charge now. Because there'll be no way for us to support any kind of military action in the Pacific if we have three carrier groups and a bunch of Marines and Air Force guys over in the Middle East. And this is going to be his, and he's going to look in the camera and he's going to tell us all what a brave, honorable warrior he's been over there protecting the Middle East. And that's why, my gosh, Xi Jinping had to get Taiwan. We couldn't let go of the Middle East war.
Well, look, let's just look at the facts and put them on the table. Dozens of attacks on Americans in Iraq and Syria. There's been no consequences. You know, a pinprick attack against two empty warehouses. There's been no consequences for China for COVID. No consequences for the spy balloon. No consequences for their fighter jets in international airspace confronting our fighter jets. No consequences for their ships confront their naval ships confronting our naval ships in international waters. There's been no consequences for any of their actions. The same goes for Russia. No consequences for them and taking our drones out of the sky. And certainly this new axis of evil of Iran, Russia, and China is very, very real. And the answer to your question is, the U.S., because of Joe's, you know, horrific handling of Ukraine, and it's been a disaster. He's not demanded other countries in Europe step up and take on their fair share of the burden. He put handcuffs on Zelensky from the beginning, and the moment the opportunity to actually win has come, and it is gone. And he's wasted hundreds of billions of dollars in the process. And there's only so much the U.S. can do here. But this is what it looks like to have America abdicating its role on the world stage, being the leader of the world in the free world, and having a president that instills no fear, no respect from our adversaries. And I believe a lot of this is probably rooted in the massive amounts of tens of millions of dollars in business with some of our top geopolitical foes that the Biden family has been involved in. And I think over time, we're going to continue to learn more about it. And it is beyond repulsive. And add to that, this guy, I don't think, has a clue that today's Wednesday. We're in trouble. This is what the world looks like when you really don't have a strong president. Open borders, that, you know, it is creating a national security disaster for this country down the road. Reliance on the lifeblood of the world's economy. Because he's a climate alarmist, religious cult member in good standing, you know, not supporting law and order and supporting this defund the police idiocy, foreign policy. I mean, it's about as bad as you think it can get. And the only answer is 2024, and the lead candidate for the Republicans will be on trial as many as four times next year. He's going to be occupied, and Joe will be hiding in the basement bunker in Delaware or the basement bunker at the White House. But the country is deteriorating Our economy's, you know, going down the tubes on top of everything else. It's bad. I don't know any other way to put it. You want me to put it? You want me to tell you it's fine? It's not fine. It's as bad as I've seen it.
Sean, if we get enough assets in the Middle East, China is just going to walk in. And again, like I said, this is the payment. This was a big plan. And proof of it's going to be as soon as China's got control of Taiwan, all of a sudden it'll seem like the Middle East issue slowly is going to dwindle away. Like all of a sudden the terrorists are going to back off. You watch.
Oh, this is not dwindling away. I think they're going in for the kill right now. And I think that this is now about the future existence of Israel. That's what is on the line here. Make no mistake about that part. Anyway, my friend, thank you for serving your country. Appreciate you being with us. All right, quick break, right back. We'll get to your phone calls. 800-941-SHAWN on number as we continue.
The Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's Conservative Solutions.
All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Troy is in Utah. Hey, Troy, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. Hey, yeah, I just want to kind of extrapolate on what the last guy said. I think on the broad picture, he might be somewhat right about Taiwan. I think there's a couple things I might disagree with, but I kind of want to touch on how that's possible. And you remember the Arab Spring back in 2013, Benghazi, Libya, Egypt.
Sure. Of course, who could forget?
Yeah. So there was a coup d'etat in Egypt in 2013, and this is why it's such an important thing to me. People are worried about the Middle East turning into more of a broad or regional conflict. Well, the United States has sold a ton of arms to Egypt over the past 40 years. They've got 1,300 Abrams tanks. They have 240 F-16s. They have 7 E-2 Hawkeye EWR aircraft that run data link with the F-16s, and they've got Apaches and a bunch of Russian equipment. The problem here that I'm seeing is that third battle group may actually get sent there if the IDF is able to move all the people from Gaza into the Sinai. I don't know if you saw what the Egyptian president said yesterday.
I did. El-Sisi.
Yeah. So, he's saying we're willing to sacrifice millions of our own people for every grain of sand. If the Egyptians get involved militarily, or if a bunch of Al-Qaeda in Africa fighters from Libya manage to cause another coup in Egypt because it's kind of unstable, and they get involved with all of that hardcore weaponry that they have bought from us, we're going to have to send a third, maybe a fourth battle group there. I mean, you could be looking at divisions of American troops going into the Middle East. And if Egypt does get involved, Iran will start fighting. And it could turn into a massive regional conflict. The Israelis are prepared militarily pretty well. But the Abrams tank is not a joke. And F-16s aren't jokes. I mean, it could turn into a really real fight. And I think people just need to know.
Listen, I'm just looking at the players in the Middle East alone and then their connections abroad. You got Lebanon, Hezbollah, you got to the north, you got Hamas in Gaza, you've got the Houthis now, they have declared war against Israel out of Yemen. Then you've got Syria firing missiles into Israel as well. Then you have Erdogan threatening to declare war against Israel, and of course the saber rattling by the Iranians. That has all the ingredients for what would be the beginning of a likely beginning of a potential World War III, certainly a war that will engulf the entire Middle East. My feeling about El-Sisi and King Abdullah of Jordan is they probably both want nothing to do with any of this. The same would go for the Saudis. The same would go for the Qataris. The same would go for the Emirates. None of them want this. They want to make money. They do not want that broader regional conflict. However, it may come to them whether they like it or not.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.